Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. We thank God this morning for waking us up and allowing us to see this new day. Yes, this new day of December, December the 3rd, is December 3, 2021. It is the day that our Lord has made, the day that no one else has ever been in this day but our God. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day. And we are ready. We are ready to receive all the blessings, all the anointing. We are ready to receive anything and everything that our Lord has installed for us today. We are ready for our steps to be ordered by God. So we are very thankful at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance, this circle of friends. And we are excited with what God is doing, for we serve a mighty God. We serve a gracious God. So we are just excited with what God is doing right here at this hour of power, of prayer, praise, and deliverance. So we're going to go before the Lord in prayer, and we are praying in agreement. For one can put 1,000 to flight, and two can put 10,000. And I do know that we are more than two here. We are more than three. And we know that a three cord is stronger, and there is power in prayer of agreement. So we say good morning to you, Holy Spirit. Good morning to you, Father God. Good morning to you, Lord Jesus. God, three in one. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you for allowing us to see this new day, the day that you have made. And we are rejoicing. We are glad to be in this day as we come before your throne of grace, Father. Yes, we come with confidence because we have confidence in you, Father God, that you, who has begun a good thing in us, you will complete it. Yes, in Jesus Christ. We thank you, Father God. We honor you. Yes, with sincere heart and humble hearts, we come before you, Father, with this confidence that we have as we approach you, Father God, because we know that when we ask anything according to your will, Father, you hear us. And we know that when you hear us, Father, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have, yes, we receive whatever we have asked in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for your mercy. Yes, the mercy according to your mercy, your unfailing love, Lord. Yes, your great compassion, we come before you and we ask, Father God, that you forgive us of all our sins, anything and everything that we have done that is not pleasing to you, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you forgive us, Father God, for you are a forgiving God. You are a merciful God. We pray, Father God, that you forgive us those sins that we have committed knowingly or unknowingly. Yes, those we have committed, we have offended you by submission or by omission, Father, in the actions we have done. Yes, even with our voices, Father, what we have said that is not pleasing to you. We pray, Father God, that you forgive us. We do not want anything to hinder our prayers, to hinder our praises this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. So we pray, Lord, that you cleanse us with your hyssop, Father. Wash us clean, Father, that will be whiter than snow in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, that you do not hide your face from us, Father. Do not hide, do not withhold your Holy Spirit from us, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Father God, and thank you for creating a clean heart, Father, a pure heart within us, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, and renewing a steadfast spirit, a right spirit, Father, within us, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for releasing your Holy Spirit to us, Lord, and restoring, yes, the joy of your salvation. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord, for granting us a willing spirit. Yes, your Holy Spirit, yes, the one that teaches us the hidden things of God. In the mighty name of Jesus, that we'll be able, Father God, to share your goodness, to witness, yes, the goodness of the Lord to the people whom we meet, Father, those whom you place in our path, Father, that we share with them the goodness of the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. So I thank you, Father God. I honor you this morning, for there is no any other God but you. So we pray, Father God, we are still believing. We are still believing for a bumper harvest of souls. Yes, for men and women, boys and girls. Yes, regardless of age, that they come, Father God. We call them forth. We decree and declare from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, that they come. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you are their Savior. You are the God of our salvation. Yes, you are our deliverer. You are our healer, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, yes, in Jesus' name, that they come, touch their hearts, Lord. Draw them, Father. Draw them unto you, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, soften their hearts, Father. Yes, that when they hear your voice, when you stand at the doors of their hearts and you knock, that they will let you in, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, for you are such a loving God. You are such a kind God. Yes, the one who so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. So we are believing, Father God, for our brothers and sisters. Yes, that they surrender their lives to you, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they too will experience this everlasting life. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Father God, regardless of what their situation is, regardless of what stronghold is holding them back, regardless of what manner of sins they have done, because you are a forgiving God. You loved us before we loved you, Father, before we knew you, Lord. You paid a debt that you did not own, and we owed a debt that we could not pay. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. Yes, the one who said, come unto me, all ye who labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. The one whose yoke is easy, yes, to exchange our heavy yoke, our heavy laden with yours that is easy, that is light. In the mighty name of Jesus, so I pray, Father God, that they come. It's not too late. We are still believing this 2021 that they are coming. Our family members, Father, yes, those whom we have been praying for throughout this year, Father, we still trust you. We still have the faith that there is nothing impossible with you, that they come, Father. Yes, that they will have their Nicodemus experience. Yes, even if they have to come in secretly by night, like what Nicodemus did. He came by night and asked, what can I do? What can I do to be born again? What can I do to see the kingdom of God? And you told him, unless you are born again. And he was kind of confused. He thought he had to go back to his mother. Told him that, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, not of flesh, but of the Spirit, yes, in the name of Jesus, then you will see the kingdom of God. So we all qualify, our brothers and sisters, they qualify in the mighty name of Jesus. So we release, Father, whatever stronghold that is holding them, whether it's alcoholism, whether it's illegal drugs, whether it's prescription drugs, and there are some who are doing, you know, abusing other people or human trafficking, whatever it is, child abuse and all other abuses, tormented by these evil spirits, there is demons, depression, spirit of depression and anxiety and frustration and stress and not knowing what to do. We just pray, Father God, that they come, Lord. Yes, you are our Redeemer. You are our Savior. And we thank you, Father God. We honor you. Yes, that the church is a body of Christ, that we wake up this sleeping giant and go as you have commanded us with this great commission, that we go out there and tell them and the world that Jesus is Lord. He is the Savior. So I pray, Father God, that you give us wisdom, wisdom to win souls, King Father God. And you said in your word, if anyone lacks wisdom, let him ask. And we ask, Father, to you, the Lord who does not withhold, who does not hold back, when you give, Father, because you also know that, yes, those who win souls, yes, they are wise. So we pray for wisdom to win souls for the kingdom. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, Father God, for special anointing over us. Yes, some we are meeting with family members this holiday season. Yes, we are meeting and have family reunions and family gatherings. I just pray, Father God, that you give us the wisdom to share your kingdom, Father, to share the light, for we are the light of the world. We are the salt of the world, that we season this dying world, that we season this dark world and show the light, Father. So I pray, Father God, that when we meet with our family members and our neighbors this holiday season, we will continue to let our light shine, and we will continue to season, yes, our family members in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray for wisdom that you give us the right words, Father, to share with them. We don't have to beat them up by quoting scriptures and opening the Bible, but let our life be the living testimony, be that word they can see, be that testimony they can see by the way we carry ourselves, the way we talk, the way we interact with our family members, with our neighbors, that they will ask and say, why are you so smiling? Why are you so happy? Why are you looking so peaceful? That we share them that this Jesus is Lord. He is the one who has taken us this far. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God, and as we continue to pray for the families, Father, as families will be uniting this holiday, I just pray, Father God, for peace, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and for your love, Father, love among family members, among siblings and fathers and their children and mothers and their children and the whole family, the cousins, the uncles, the aunties and everyone else, Father, that your love will flow, Father, the love that covers a multitude of sins, in the mighty name of Jesus. And if there is any misunderstanding, disagreements, or whatever that people as family, they will resolve peacefully and forgive, Father. Give us a forgiving heart, Lord, that we learn from you, Lord Jesus. For you are a forgiving God. You forgive us before we even know it, in the name of Jesus, for you are a forgiving God. So I pray, Father God, that in releasing the spirit of forgiveness, that people will not leave years ago whatever has been offended them years ago, and some are still living on months ago and weeks ago, but we pray, Father God, that we forgive, and every family member will function the way they should and operate in their land, Father, respectfully and lovingly, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. So we continue, Father God, to pray for the restoration of families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we know, Father God, that your word says, except you build a house, they labor in vain, they that build it. And except you keep over the city, yes, the watchman watches over in vain. So we, God, for restoration and building of our families, Father. Yes, for watching over our families, our cities, Lord, our communities, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we honor you, Lord. We magnify your name this morning. Yes, as we lift up our eyes unto you, Lord. Yes, we lift them up unto the hills. We lift them up unto the mountains, because we know that's where our help comes from. For our help comes from you, Lord, who is the maker of heaven and earth. We adore you, Father God, this morning. We pray, Father God, for those who are sick in their bodies, for your healing power, in the mighty name of Jesus. For you are our healer, Lord. You heal all manner of diseases. There is no sickness or disease that you cannot heal. So we release the healing power, the healing power of the blood of Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus, the one who was wounded for our transgressions, and you were bruised for our iniquities. Yes, in the mighty name of Jesus, and the chastisement, yes, of our peace was upon you. And this morning we decree and declare that by your stripes, Lord Jesus, we are healed. So I release the healing power of the blood of Jesus, whatever manner of sickness it is, whether it is spiritual, mental, emotional, physical, we release the healing power of the blood of Jesus. Yes, Jehovah Rapha, the God, our healer, the one who heals all manner of diseases. I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, for your healing power, in the mighty name of Jesus, for healing is the bread of the children. So we thank you, Father God, for the bread of healing, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Father God, that this same healing be extended to the families. Yes, yes, those families that are not well, Father, yes, just relationship-wise, I just pray, Father God, for your healing power to restore, yes, the love, to restore the unity in the families, Father, and that same healing be extended to us as a nation, to the world as a nation, Father. Yes, as we stand on the gap, believing for the restoration and healing of nations, Father. Our nation, as you said in your word, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves, yes, and pray and seek my face and turn away from their wicked ways, then you, Father God, you will hear
from heaven, yes, and you will heal our land and forgive our sins. So I pray, Father God, that you forgive our sins, forgive our nation, forgive the nations, Father. We stand on the gap as intercessors, yes, as we stand on the gap as your servants, Father, as in prayer warriors, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, and call on you, Father God, on behalf of our nation, yes, in the name of Jesus, that you heal our land, Father, forgive our sins, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. And I pray, Father God, yes, for the whole Southern Africa, the Sub-Sahara, all those countries with this variant that is going on rapid. And I thank you, Father God, because you who has begun a good thing, you will complete it, and you are not a respecter of any person. You saved and you protected us, Father God, from the corona virus, the COVID-19, and you will, even with all these variances that are coming out, you will continue to protect you regardless of what the report is and regardless of what is being said, whether it's on the media, whether it's the health or whatever, CDC, whoever. I just pray, Father God, that you are our shield. You are our protector. You are our savior. So I thank you, Father God, for stretching out your hand of grace towards many kinds, not only the Southern Africa, but the world as a whole. We come against this demon of this virus of COVID that is invading the people's bodies, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And it has been going on. Now we are looking on 2 years. But we know, Father God, you are our Savior. You are an able God. You protected and shielded your children, yes, of Israel, when all those plagues and those sicknesses and diseases were attacking Egypt, and you saved your people, Father. So I pray, Father God, that you still protect your people. You still shield your people. You are still God. You do not change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, for those in the positions of authority, those who make decisions, Father, that you give them wisdom, that they make good decisions for the betterment of the people, Father, for the protection of the people, in the name of Jesus. So we rebuke all the disorder and the dysfunction that is going on in leadership. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I magnify your name, for there is no any other God but you. We trust you, Father God. We depend on you. For some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we remember the name of the Lord our God, for the name of the Lord is our strong tower. And when we run to you, Father God, we are safe. Yes, we thank you for safety, Father. We pray for our children. Yes, in the school system, I just heard yesterday that there was some shootings going, which went on in the schools, Father. And at one school, actually 4 children lost their lives. And I know here in my area, 2 of the schools were closed because of someone brought a weapon to school. In the name of Jesus, I just pray, Father God, for the protection of our schools. It's everywhere throughout the nation. So right now, as the children are at the close of this year, I believe they have a couple more weeks to go. We just come against this spirit of terrorism and spirit of murder in the mighty name of Jesus, that you protect our children, protect the educators, the administrators, those who are taking care of our children, the counselors, those who are carrying them in the buses, the bus drivers, and everyone who is part and parcel of our children's education, that you protect them, Father, and shield them. The enemy has stolen enough from us, and we rebuke him right now in the mighty name of Jesus, and cover our children with the blood of Jesus, that they finish up this school year strong. Those who have papers to write, homework to turn in, I just pray, Father God, that everything be done in decent and in order. And those educators, as they grade the last paper, the last homework, that everything be done well without all this fear and terrorizing our children in the school places. In the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you, Father God. I honor you, Lord, for you are the one who shields us. You are the one who protects us. So there is no any other God but you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I honor you, Lord. I glorify your name. And we consider it done by the precious blood of Jesus, that the battle is won in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And good morning, everybody. We just thank God this morning for giving us another opportunity to come before him. So before we get the lines open, and so that we can see who is here, and also if you have a prayer request or a praise report, I just wanted to share just a little bit what is burning on my heart. And I just thank God, and I say welcome to the new month to everybody, because this is the first Friday of this month of December 2021. So it is a new month, and we know it is the last month of this year. So whatever it is that God had laid on your heart for 2021, your 2021 vision, and if you had not started, or you had put it on the shelf and, you know, wherever, or maybe you are halfway, I think it's time to pull it up and push a little bit harder, because this is the last leg of the race for 2021. But we know we serve a miracle working God, and there is nothing impossible with God, and he will complete what he has started. And I do believe that we will accomplish what the Lord has assigned us for 2021. And I know December is also a month of celebration. You know, we just came from Thanksgiving, and we are still propelling in Thanksgiving attitude and atmosphere as we celebrate this month and remembering the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank God, today is day three of our prayer and fasting for this month, as we are fasting and still praying and believing God for our families and giving thanks. And our main theme is giving thanks unto the Lord. So I would like to encourage you, if you had not joined us, it's never too late. You can join us today, and you know, however length of time you want. And today is actually not going to be the last. If you feel or led by the Holy Spirit to continue, you can continue with your fast until, you know, whenever the Spirit tells you to stop. This is just for us to be, you know, in agreement and at the same time joined together as we fast. But you can fast anytime, how many times you want, however you want, as the Holy Spirit leads you. So as I said, it is, we are giving thanks, and we are, you know, thanking God for his love. And I do know that what we are doing, giving thanks, is not just, a manner of being, just saying thank you, just like good manners, like somebody give you something and you say thank you because you are just showing good manners. Like we tell our children or our grandchildren, somebody hand them something or give them something, we're like, okay, John, okay, Mary, did you forget? Did you say thank you? Did you tell them thank you? No, this thank you surpasses that particular thank you of just good manners. It's beyond that, because we are thanking our Savior, our Maker, our God, and we know who He is and what He has done for us. So our thanksgiving, our appreciation surpasses just the thank you when someone opened a door for you or someone hands you, maybe a piece of paper or a pen you were trying to stretch out to reach, and someone noticed you are trying to reach it and they grab it and, hand it over to you and you just say thank you. That's just manners. But where we are, the thanksgiving we are talking about is beyond just good manners and good behavior. It is thanking God. And our scripture of the week is from 1 Chronicles 16, verses 8 to 12. And throughout this week, we have been encouraged, we have been taught. And if you miss any of this week, I would encourage you to go back and, listen in. We had a really thorough, deep teaching on thanksgiving, and God is so good, and just to go back and listen in. So 1 Chronicles chapter 16, verses 8 to 12 says, give thanks unto the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the people. Sing unto him, sing psalms unto him, talk ye of all his wondrous works. Glory ye in his holy name. Let the heart of them rejoice that seek the Lord. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his marvelous works and that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth. And that just shows, it's teaching us to give thanks unto the Lord. That's how we tell that this appreciation, this thanksgiving surpasses a thank you for someone handing you a piece of paper or someone opening a door for you. Because when someone opens the door for you, you just say thank you and you keep on going. But Chronicles is telling us that we give thanks unto this God and call upon his name. When we are thanking him, we call upon his name. And most of the time we say thank you to someone, we don't even know who their name is. If it is a stranger who let you are walking in the grocery store and they let you go in first, you say thank you and you go. You don't even know their name. You don't know where they live. You don't know who they are. You just say thank you because it's just manners. But this kind of thank you, this kind of appreciation is the one we call unto his name. We have to know him. Know his name. What is his name? Who is this God we are thanking? His name is Jehovah. His name is Abba, Father. His name is Jehovah Jireh, the God, the one who provides for us. His name is Jehovah Rapha, who is our healer. He is Jehovah Shammah, the one who is always present. We have to have that kind of knowledge and that kind of understanding when we give thanks to him. And he says we make known his deeds among the people. It's not a thank you that we just say thank you and keep going, but it is impacted, sealed in testimony. As we give thanks to this God, we have to let other people know. That is the testimony. testimony. That is the witnessing. With this, God, it's not enough. It's not content to just thank you and keep on going. That's why we lift up our hands when we give him thanks. That's why we kneel down some when we give him thanks. That's why we bow our heads when we give him thanks, because we know him so well. And we even end up with singing songs to him. We sing psalms to him. We sing praises to him. We appreciate him. We even tell people the wondrous works he does. This is all the package of giving thanks to God. When we give thanks to him, we tell his wondrous works, what he has done for us. And this has been, we have heard all these teachings throughout this whole week, that this is the manner of God whom we give thanks to. And as I was reading and giving thanks to the Lord, and the day before yesterday, I ran into Psalm 139. And we're going to read just a few verses from there, and I will encourage you to read it. As a matter of fact, we just go verse by verse really quick so that we can give thanks unto the Lord. So when we give thanks to him, we have to remember what he has done for us. And as I said, when we give thanks to him, it's just more than just being a good-mannered person. Because a good-mannered person, when you give thanks or when you appreciate and tell someone thank you, you do not even remember them. You don't even know the person who opened the door for you at the doctor's office last month when you went for your appointment. You don't even know the person who checked your groceries earlier this week when you went to pick your milk and bread at the grocery store, but you told them thank you, but you don't even know. Some of us have even forgotten whether that person was a male or a female. We don't even remember that, because it's just manners. But giving thanks to this God, we have to remember him, to remember his marvelous works. In Psalm 139, it says, "You who have saved me, Lord, and you know me." That's the kind of God we give thanks. The one who is an all-knowing God. Nothing is hidden from him. You know when I sit, and you know when I arise. You perceive my thoughts from afar. That's the kind of God we give thanks to. The one who knows our sitting down. He knows our standing up. He knows our lying down. He even knows our thoughts before we even know our thoughts ourselves. That's the kind of God we are giving thanks to. The one on verse 3, "You discern my going out and my lying down. You are familiar with all my ways." That's the God we give thanks to. Nothing is hidden from him. He knows our ways. He actually knows what 2022 holds. He knows 2023, 2025. He knows the end from the beginning. That's the God we give thanks from. We give thanks to. "Before a word is on my tongue, you, Lord, you know it completely." He knows what you're going to say as soon as we get off this line, what you're going to be talking about throughout the day, the good, the bad, the great, the worst, he knows it. That's the kind of God we are giving thanks to, the one who knows our thoughts. He knows them completely before we even say a word. And he has such knowledge, it's too wonderful for me. Too lofty for me to attain. That's verse number 6. On verse number 7, "Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle you are doing. He is there. He says, if I go to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the dead, you are there. Even if I'm on the wings, yes, of dawn, early in the morning, the sun rises, before even the sun rises, before you even put your foot on the ground of your bed, he is there. He never leaves us nor forsake us. Even there, your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. That's the Lord we give thanks to. So we need an understanding as we appreciate him, as we praise him, as we thank him. We need to know him. What kind of a God we are giving thanks to. What kind of a God we are praising. He is an everlasting God. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He doesn't change. And on verse 11, he says, if I say, surely darkness will hide me and the light become night around me. Even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like day, for darkness is as light. So this God, we said, he is not intimidated. He is not changed by your situation, by my situation. Whether I am sad, I am happy, whether things are not going well, whether the storms of life are shaking me around, he remains God. He does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He knows everything. Even when we doubt ourselves, when we don't believe ourselves, he is still God and he still believes in us. He still takes care of us. He still shields us regardless of what it is. Imagine when we were not saved, when we didn't know him, when we were up and about doing whatever we want without any moral compass, without any restrictions to ourselves, but he loved us just like the way we were, and he still loved us and protected us out there when we didn't know him. So even if we are in the darkness, even when things do not go well, he is still God, and we give him thanks because he still loves us. He is a faithful God. He is a merciful God. On verse 18, it says, for you created my innermost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. That's the God who knew us before we were even knitted in our mother's womb. Like he said in his word, I knew you before I even put you in your mother's womb. That's the God we serve, the one who knows everything. And verse 14 says, I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. That's the God we serve. You and I, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. You might try to copy somebody's ways, the way they talk, the way they do things, and try to copy them, but God make us uniquely. He made us fearfully and wonderfully made. As many billions of people on this earth, nobody is a duplicate of another. He made us all fearfully and wonderfully. That's how he made us. Even if we will try to imitate somebody else, that's yourself you are trying to do that. But God made us in a unique way. That's why we don't have to envy somebody. We don't have to envy other people. But we have to give thanks and trust God because he fearfully and wonderfully made us. And it continues to say on verse 15, my frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth. God knew. He even, the Bible says, he knows even the hairs in your head. He knows how many you have, whether you have thick hair, whether you have smooth hair, kinky hair, long hair, short hair. Even when you shave your hair, you think you are bald, but he knows how many hair hairs we shave, those hairs we keep, he knows them. That's how unique he made. That's how detailed he knows us. So we need to give thanks to this God because he knows and he is our God. He deserves to be given thanks. And verse 16 says, your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to me. So our God knew us. We think our birthday is our birthday. God knew you before your date of birth. Before your birthday, you just to celebrate. I can say like my daughter, she will be celebrating her birthday tomorrow, the 4th of December. But that's not her birthday. God knew her before she was even conceived in my womb. God already had her in his storehouse. That's how much he knows us. That's when we give thanks to him, when we praise him with that kind of knowledge, we don't just brush through and go, but we know how to give thanks because we know what kind of a God he is. How precious to me your thought, God. How vast in the sum of them. Where I too count them, they should outnumber the grains of this. I am still with you. So that's how, just in the nutshell, just these few verses we read, Psalm 131, verses 1 through 18. And when you go through the word of God, you can see what kind of a God we serve. He is a mighty God. He is a gracious God, a powerful God, a merciful God, a kind God, the one who needed us. Before we even know you are celebrating, you know, the birthdays we celebrate, this is my birthday, this is my dad, my this, you know, and sometimes we think that's our origin, but that's not our origin. He knew us before we were even formed in our mother's womb. So that's the kind of a God we serve, the one we are giving thanks to, the one whose wondrous ways are. So this morning, my brothers and sisters, the lines are open. We are not going to ask for anything. We are just going to give thanks unto the Lord. Let us praise him. Let us give him thanks. For he is our God and he deserves to be given thanks to because he is our God and he is our maker. So the lines are open. Let us open our mouth and give thanks unto the Lord for he is Lord. Good. I praise yes. you, Father God.
I praise you for who you are. Lord.
The one who knows my sitting down, you know my standing up, you know my lying down,
In your son Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for blessing in a mighty way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for Lord, that we thank you for lightning.
You are my God, the one who supplies all my
thank you, Father, for this. Hallelujah, for the light around me and my family, Father. Lord, hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus,
for you. You know, we pray until we get results. We do not stop. We keep on pray some more. Yes, some people might say, like my grandson was asking me, Gogo, why do you always go on prayer every day? You always go and pray every day. And I told him, I said, we keep on praying until we get results. We get results for this today, and there is another fire to put up tomorrow, and we keep on praying. So we are not going to stop. We just keep on praying. So the lines are open. If you have a prayer request, and let us know who is here. And we thank God for you to be here today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Good morning.
This is Gladys. I thank God for the deliverance of alcohol in my family. In Jesus' name, and continual prayer for that, and prayer for me, in Jesus' name.
Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Marie.
And I have a praise report. A tender grandmama had woken up, and she's still in the hospital, but now she's awake. So I praise God for that. We prayed for her on yesterday. Thank you.
Amen.
Good morning, this is Linda Davis. I'm asking prayer for my kidneys and my back.
Amen. Is there any other?
Good morning. This is Sister Mir, and I thank God for each of you. I thank God for the message this morning. God bless everyone.
Good morning. This is Sister Kiel. I just want to thank God for this prayer line and your wonderful people once again. Everyone have a good weekend.
Good morning. This is Chris. I just want to ask for prayer for my business and for my family.
Good morning, this is Teresa. Good morning, everyone.
Come on. We don't have any other. Amen. And I just also thank God and continue praying for me, for my AC unit that just gave up and need a replacement. They said the whole top thing is busted. It has to be replaced. So I'm still haven't heard from the company. They are expressing as if they are going to replace it, but I still need to come up with the labor fees. So I thank God for favor that will be taken care of. And I thank God for the weather. It hasn't been very cold or very hot, so the weather has been just like perfect. So I need that taken care of. And I also want to praise God this morning. I woke up to a message this morning, and that God is just so good, and somebody had dropped me some cash for our project to Zimbabwe for the blankets. So it's trickling little by little, and I do appreciate you, those who are sending in their donations and their contributions. It is trickling in. So as of today, counting what I received, what I got this morning, and what I've been receiving throughout, we now have 15 blankets, and our target is at least 24 or more blankets. So I'm thanking God because it is progress, and I am still receiving donations if you want to participate, in Jesus' name. And I know we are at the top of the hour. I am going to leave this time to Pastor Darlene, and we will be in agreement as she will pray for this prayer needs, and also aid those who are traveling this holiday season, you know, from far, from near, for traveling necessities, go and travel, and for the protection of the people. And you all have a wonderful weekend, and God bless you. Pastor Darlene.
Good Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you so much for the opportunity to come together to be in your presence, Lord, because in your presence is fullness of joy, and at your right hand for a perfect God, great thing, and it's marvelous in our eyes. So we thank you for today just blessing us, oh God, to be able to intercede to do. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name, God. We glorify you today, oh God. And thank you, Lord, today for our sister Gladys' family, oh God, that you are delivering them from the alcoholism, oh God. Not only her, God. We pray and thank you for each and every person, oh God, even in my family, oh God, who may be dealing with drugs and alcohol, Lord Jesus. We just praise you, God, today because you are the strong one, oh God. You are the strong man, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we pray and ask you to cover our sister Gladys, oh God, strengthen her, oh God, and help her to know that all things are possible because she believes in you, God. And, Lord, we pray that prayer for each and every prayer warrior, intercessor on this prayer line and prayer warriors around the world. We just pray, God, today that we will remain faithful to you, God, and we will not give up or give out, oh God. And, Lord, when we are weak, you make us strong, oh God. When we fall, we know that we can get back up, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, today that you are the righteous God of the universe. We thank you, Lord, today for Sister Linda, oh God, that you are touching and healing her kidneys, oh God, and her back, Lord. In the name of Jesus, by K, Shete, la 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 la, she karamako, call it in and I shine, and Nikita. My God, you told us in your word that by your stripes we are healed. So we decree and declare healing for Sister Linda this morning. And Lord, anybody else who is in need of healing, oh God, in the name of Jesus, thank you for what you have done for our Sister Marie and healing her knees and Sister Lois and healing her wrist, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, Apostle Horsley, oh God, we thank you, Lord, for healing his body, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father. Thank you for healing Jamila. Thank you for healing her wrist and her back, oh God. In Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name. We glorify your name, oh God, because you are blessing our sister Chris, oh God, and her business, oh God, that you are increasing it each and every day, oh God, that you bring about change, oh God. Bring those customers and clients, oh God, who will make large purchases, oh God. Many people are buying things even for the season, oh God, for Christmas, Lord. So I pray, God, today that you will have multitudes of clients and customers coming into her business, Lord. And even down the road, oh God, we pray that you cover her, give her favor, God. You're the one who gives us power to get wealthy, God. So we thank you, Lord, that she is in a wealthy place, oh God. In the name of Jesus, and praying for the Bowden family, oh God, Mr. D and Brenda, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and each and every sibling, oh God, for Chris, oh God, and all the nieces, nephews, aunts, and uncles, oh God, each one named by name, oh God. I pray, Lord, that you give them peace, comfort them, God, and draw them to you, Lord. Those who are not saved, oh God, not only in Chris's family, but all of our families, oh God. We pray, God, today that you will draw our families to you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And that is our Pastor Scholastica's family, Yvonne's family, Anthony's family, oh God, Marie's family, Grace's family, oh God, Mary's family, Gladys's family, oh God, Esther's family, Charlotte's family, Darlene's family, Darlene B, oh God, Sister Teresa's family, our Sister Linda's family, Sister Sheila's family, Sister Chris's family, Sister Esther's family, oh God. Sister Grace's family, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We praise your name. We glorify your name. Sister Charlotte's family, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Brother Andrew's family, oh God, we thank you, Lord, today for what you're doing. It's marvelous in our eyes, oh God, that you're drawing those, oh God, who need you this day, God. So many people need you, Father. Many people not in our families, oh God, but they still need you today, oh God. So we pray and thank you, Lord, today that you're drawing people all over the world into the kingdom. Many people have been called and few have been chosen, oh God, but we know, God, today that many more will ask what they must do to be saved and ask for forgiveness, oh God. So we do pray, God, today for Pastor Scholastica's AC unit. And we know, God, today that you will give her favor concerning that, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you that you opened up the opportunity, oh God, and let the people do the right thing, God, that they would not delay, that they would not procrastinate, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I pray that they will come forth and get it fixed, oh God. We don't know what the weather's going to do. It may get hot before the summertime, oh God. So we pray, God, today that it will be ready for that time and that day. In the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we do pray for those who are traveling, even my niece, oh, God, who is coming to the city tomorrow on Sunday, oh, God, Amber. We pray for her, God, that you bless her, protect her, God, and anybody else who's out there. Many of us are traveling just within the cities, oh, God. So we pray, God, today for your protection. Thank you for the angels, oh, God, that cover us, oh, God, each and every day, God, that protect us, in our cars and even while we're gone, oh God, that you have been protecting our homes, oh God, that no harm will come nigh our dwelling. So we appreciate you, God. We magnify you, God. We thank you so much, oh God, even for the word today, oh God. Thank you, Lord, today for the excitement that we heard. I heard in our Pastor Scholastica's voice that she was sharing the word. And Lord, I thank you that that word should be hidden in our hearts, that we will not sin against you, Lord. I pray that you will replace, oh God, and restore, oh God, what she has poured out, oh God, that it will come back to her, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. We praise your holy and your righteous name, oh God. It's in the name of Jesus I pray. I thank you, Father, and I say amen, amen, and amen. And I decree this morning that these prayers and our praises are sealed by the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that all the evil and wicked words that have been spoken against us, we reject them, and they shall not come to pass, and we send it back to the sender, because we are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree this morning that we are blessed and cannot be cursed, and we shall resist the devil and he flees. I decree that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in our lives, and we shall live in continuous abundance in the name of Jesus. So let us continue to rejoice in the Lord, because the Lord God is our strength. Hallelujah, Jesus. And he is making our feet like hind feet. He is helping us to walk upon those high places. So as we leave today, we shall remember that we are workers together with the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah. And I pray and thank God for, I believe it's Queen, who is having a birthday on tomorrow. I pray, Lord, that you bless her. And if it's the wrong child, I pray for a praise, oh God, that you bless this child, oh God, and help them to celebrate lavishly, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We say hallelujah and amen. So I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for loving me back. Have a beautiful weekend. Come back on Monday. Bring somebody with you. Have a spirit of excitement. And as we go through this last day of fasting, or however many more days you want to do, we want to just thank God for just having the desire to seek his face and to praise his name. Amen. Praise God.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, and love offering anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD. Second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278961 pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.